From the Selected Addresses of Clarence Steeves, CSB, The Higher Meaning of the Textbook, an Association Address of 1959, CD No. 1. Mary Baker Eddy, in speaking of the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, said, "It is the voice of truth to this age, and contains the full statement of Christian Science, or the science of healing through mind." In Miscellany, she writes, "The opinions of men cannot be substituted for God's revelation. In times past, arrogance, ignorance, and pride have dimmed the power and glory of the Scriptures, to which this Christian Science textbook is key." In Miscellany, Mrs. Eddy writes, "It was not myself, but the divine power of truth and love, infinitely above me, which dictated Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. I have been learning the higher meaning of this book since writing it. I should blush to write of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures as I have, were it of human origin, and were I, apart from God, its author. But as I was only a scribe echoing the harmonies of heaven in divine metaphysics, I cannot be supermodest in my estimate of the Christian Science textbook. The purpose of this association today is to give us the higher meaning of the textbook. It is to permit the mind that is God to reveal itself. In Revelation we read, 'Go and take the little book, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.' Mrs. Eddy says, 'Mortals, obey the heavenly evangel. Take divine science. Read this book from beginning to end. Study it. Ponder it. It will be indeed sweet at its first taste when it heals you. But murmur not over truth if you find its digestion bitter. When you approach nearer and nearer to this divine principle, this partaking of the primal elements of truth and love, do not be surprised nor discontented, because you must share the hemlock cup and eat the bitter herbs, for the Israelites of old thus prefigured this perilous passage of bondage into the El Dorado of faith and hope. This means that we eat the book by acknowledging to oneself that this divine man is one's own identity here and now. And approaching nearer and nearer the divine principle means that we see man to be the functioning presence of the mind that is God. Then we cease existing as persons, as mortals trying so hard to understand, trying to find out what the book is saying, trying to demonstrate what we read. But when we read it, we eat it and make it our own identification. No longer humans trying to be divine, but our divinity embraces our humanity, and from now on the digestion is sweet. There is no personal mind to digest the revelation. There is only the revelation to be lived and loved as oneself. When the human mind is believed to be digesting divine ideas, we have a dangerous situation. This intellectuality seems to get itself accepted as the Christ. But beware of intellectuality. It is the Antichrist. There is no life in it. High-sounding words of man's wisdom are not divine science. Willingness to let the old personal sense of self go is the greatest sense of humility, because it is permitting the personal sense of ego to disappear in the Christly realization that the only ego is mind or God. No little ego running everything from a personal egotistical sense, but to experience this true sense of ego as Jesus and Mrs. Eddy exemplified, we permit the ego to go into the Father and remain as the Father. It is this joyous willingness to let this evil, abortive ego go and permit the ego God to express himself as ego man. This willingness opens the very gates of heaven that the personal sense of self has closed. Let us not read the textbook as egotistical persons knowing something of the truth, but rather let us permit the mind that is Christ to reveal itself. This humility permits us to eat the little book with the joyous realization of self-identification. In reading the textbook, it must be carefully ascertained whether our leader is speaking from the divine standpoint of revelation or from the limited human standpoint, that is, the Christian religious viewpoint. Educational statements generally lead the student on to the acceptance of the absolute or divine, but this acceptance comes only as the student lives and loves the educational statements until he can let go of the letter and experience the revelation. In Retrospection and Introspection, Mrs. Eddy writes, "For many successive years I have endeavored to find new ways and means for the promotion and expansion of scientific mind healing, seeking to broaden its channels and, if possible, to build a hedge round about it that would shelter its perfections from the contaminating influences of those who have a small portion of its letter and less of its spirit. At the same time, I have worked to provide a home for every true seeker and honest worker in this vineyard of truth." It is interesting that our leader shows us that she has endeavored to shelter the beginner and find a true home for every seeker. She leads those that are with young so gently and quietly that the babe is born without effort or struggle. All are with young when they begin to glimpse that there is something divine about themselves, something to man beside what the senses are seeing and knowing. The pale star begins to disappear, and the day star appears. What a marvelous journey there is in going from page to page, chapter to chapter, and seeing the new way, the new view, the new man. Be gentle with those who are with young. Help them bring forth the Christ man. Let us say and see, his name is wonderful. Truly unto us a child is born, and his name shall be called Wonderful. The wonder is that Mrs. Eddy could bring forth the Christian Science textbook. The marvel is that she could find English words to clothe this wonder, this divine revelation. Truly it is the descent of the Holy Ghost. Now be gentle with yourself. Let the Christ idea come forth. Mother it, nurse it, love it, cherish it. Then the babe ceases to exist, and the Christ man comes forth in all the glory of God. All can clap their hands and say, "My name is Wonderful." Then we see that by flesh embound was but thy shade, and the light grows brighter and brighter. The shade disappears, and the Christ man, reality, the day star, appears, never to disappear. So I ask you, with all the love of principle, be gentle with those who are with young, who are seeing something of their divinity, struggling to attain true manhood, but still believing themselves to be persons struggling forward. Be gentle. Be kind, because Mrs. Eddy says that she has given them a home in the Christian Science textbook. From the educational standpoint, we seem to be students studying this science and endeavoring to put into practice what is being known, what is being understood. And this is perfectly normal from a standpoint of being a person. We use what we know. But the time comes in our study when this attitude will no longer work. If we are not alert, we will ask the question, why has science failed me? Why do I not demonstrate as readily? Why do I have to work and study so hard? We must stop and ask ourselves if we are at the place where we can no longer use Christian Science, and we must begin to live divine science. The living Christ is the demand upon this association. Only this living will bless the movement and the world in order that this association may live the Christ today. Let us pick up the textbook with a new meaning.